CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either in the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 16th of July 2023. Here are the main news headlines: Ofcom consultation video guidance, World Radio Team Championships, RSGB coding activities. The RSGB has just released a video in which the RSGB spectrum and licensing expert Murray Nimmen, G6JYB, explains more about Ofcom's consultation on updating the amateur radio licensing framework. This is the biggest revamp of amateur radio licensing and call sign policy in a generation. The video forms part of the RSGB's wider guidance for radio amateurs on this consultation. You can watch it on the RSGB's YouTube channel or on the Society's consultation webpage at rsgb.org. The UK has been awarded the hosting rights for the 10th Radio World Radio Team Championship. For the 10th World Radio Sport Team Championships, which will take place in July 2026. Sometimes referred to as the Olympic Games of Amateur Radio, the WRTC is hosted by a different nation every 4 years. To find out more about this radio contest event, which will take place in East Anglia, see WRTCfigures2026.org. As part of the RSGB's commitment to encourage youngsters into amateur radio and to support lifelong learning, the Society is providing resources and creating code activities for people to try throughout the month of September. From the BBC Microbit to Node Red and GNU Radio, there will be detailed activity sheets available on the RSGB's website. The RSGB hopes this will give you ideas to try for yourself, with your club, or use as a workshop at your local school or community group. Some clubs are already planning workshops, and there will be details of those on the website to inspire you as well. Find out more at rsgb.org/coding. Each RSGB board director has a liaison role between the board and specific aspect of the Society's work. The general manager also has operational responsibilities. The RSGB's board webpage now has a list of the different responsibilities for the current board. The Society hopes that RSGB members will be able to use this as a guide to help them know who to contact if they have questions, concerns, or ideas about any area of the Society's activities. You can contact each board director and the general manager via the email shown by their name. Go to rsgb.org/board, B-O-A-R-D, to find out more. A reminder now that every Thursday, a global net course called APRST Thursday, APRS Thursday, takes place using the Automatic Packet Reporting System, also known as APRS, for 24 hours. The amateurs who have APRS equipment, it's an opportunity to explore the mode and make contacts with other stations joining the net. The APRS frequency is 144.800 MHz in Europe, and each week between 300 and 500 operators take part on the net. Further information can be found via aprsph.net. Now for details of rallies and events, the McMichael Radio and Electronics Rally in Carbootsdale takes place today, Sunday the 16th of July. The venue is Reading Rugby Club, which offers a bar and catering facilities and has ample free parking. Admission is £3 per person, £10 per table for traders. Visit mcmichaelrally.org.uk for more information and contact details. The Finningley Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place on Sunday the 23rd of July at Belton Road, Santoff, Doncaster, DN85SX. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. and the food bar will be available. More information, visit g0ghk.com. Wiltshire Radio and Car Boot Sale takes place on Sunday the 30th of July at Kington Langley Village Hall and Playing Field, Kington Langley in Wiltshire, SN15 5NJ. The event will start at 9 a.m. and finish at 1. There's a £2 entry fee for traders. Indoor tables cost £10. Admittance for car booters is £10 and vans £15. For further information, contact chairman at chippenhamradio.club. Now for special event news, Tynmouth Volunteer Life Brigade Watch Out will be on the air on Friday the 21st of July using the call sign GB4VLB. This station will be active on the 60 to 10 metre HF bands and the 6 metre VHF band using SSB and CW. QSL via Logbook of the World. More information, visit qrz.com. Special call sign TM110TDF is active until the 23rd of July, marking the 110th Tour de France. The station will be operating on the HF bands using SSB, CW and digital modes, as well as 2 metres EME, QSL via F8GGZ. DX News Now, a team of amateurs is active as KH8RRC from Tutuila, OC045 in American Samoa until the 18th of July. They're operating using CWSSB, FT8 and FT4 on the 80 to 6 metre bands from a mountaintop location within the American Samoa National Park. This will be the first ever parks on the air activity on the island. QSL via Club Logs OQRS or direct KB2FMH. An Italian de-expedition team is active from the Democratic Republic of Congo until the 18th of July. 9 Quebec 1 Alpha Alpha and 9 Quebec 1 Zulu Zulu are operating using SSB, CW RITI and FT8. CI2YSB.com/IDT for more information, including a band plan, QSL direct to I2YSB. Look for Peter, PJ5/PA4. Oscar and Ad, PJ5/PE6Q, who are active from St. NA145 until the 18th of July. They're operating CWSSB and FT8 on the 60 to 80 metre band, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Now the contest news today, Sunday the 16th, the International Low Power Contest takes place from 0900 to 1600 UTC using CW on the 80, 40 and 20 metre bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and TX power. On Monday the 17th of July, the RSGB FT4 contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using FT4 on 80, 40 and 20 metre bands, the exchange is your report. Tuesday the 18th of July, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on 1.3 gigs frequencies, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 20th of July, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 4 metre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week, they write, saw the arrival of one of the biggest sunspots of this cycle. Active region 3363 could swallow the Earth four times only. It's a source of M-class flares, but at the same time of writing hasn't produced any X-class events. A new sunspot region, 3372, has just rotated into view and has been the source of 8 M-class flares, of which one of which may have caused a coronal mass ejection that could give a glancing blow to the Earth this weekend. Watch for this one for more activity as it rotates into an Earth-facing position. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has been hovering around the 200 mark, meaning daytime MUFs over 3,000 kilometer paths are around 21 megs, sometimes slightly lower. At night, this falls to about 14 to 18 megs, so don't write off HF once the sun sets. Next week, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center has the solar flux index at about 175. While we've been lucky that Earth has not been subjected to too much geomagnetic disruption, After any disturbance across the weekend, the Space Weather Prediction Center has forecast that KP Index will be around 2 again all week. So it may be ideal for DX like Silvano, 9 Quebec 1 Alpha Alpha, stroke 9 Quebec 1 Zulu Zulu in the Democratic Republic of Congo, who has been active on the 10 to 15 meter bands recently, or the KH8RRC DX expedition to American Samoa, which is active until the 18th. Remember, there is DX to be worked, you've just got to pick the right band and the right time. VHF and up. The predominant theme this week is driven by low pressure systems, meaning further days of heavy rain or thundery showers and a distinct lack of tropo from areas of high pressure. However, there is a split in the different models' views for southern Britain later in the coming week, in which some try to build a ridge across southern UK and France from the Azores high. Check the forecast charts from Wednesday onwards to see which version wins. In the meantime, the heavy rain will continue with a good recent run of rain scatter on the gigahertz band. Sporadicy will probably continue to be a feature on most days somewhere in Europe. Last Wednesday night saw another good opening to Newfoundland. Remember that there are plenty of online clusters and map plots showing where the focus of activity is located. Each day a blog is published on propquest.co.uk detailing the locations of likely sporadic activity based on the positions of various weather features suspected of being responsible for the location of sporadic patches. The recent behaviour of the sun has regularly affected the prospects for VHF propagation by interaction with the Earth's magnetic field, giving a high KP index above 5, which can be a sign of auroral conditions. A high KP index is potentially a bad thing for sporadic prospects, some operators suggesting that it is possible that solar flare activity may also be a negative influence on sporadic E. Meteor scatter prospects continue to improve due to 2 broad-peaked showers coming up later in the month. This weekend sees maximum moon declination, but losses are high as we approach apogee next Thursday. 144 megs sky noise is moderate until Monday when the sun is close to the moon for a whole day's pass, lasting until 9 a.m. on Tuesday. After this, sky noise is low for the rest of the week. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me. Until next week.